Tim Marker, action.
The Ted Lasso welcome wagon has arrived.
Ted!
People saying there's something wrong with us. Not the way I see it. I believe in communism. Rom communism, that is. If Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan can go through some heartfelt struggles and still end up happy, then so can we. This is our turn to make history, and I believe we're going to do just that.
To the family we're born with, and to families we make along the way, to Richmond!
What's going on, everybody? I'm Ryan D, aka on the Ryan 680.
And this is Lex, back at it again.
What's up, man? Lex, how you doing over there, brother?
I'm doing really good, man. I'm excited to do another review here with you, and especially on a show that I hold very dear to my heart.
Yes, brother. Yes, really. I know you said it. I think it was you that told me it was like pleasing to the soul, and it's just, it's really, it really gives you just that warm feeling in your heart, brothers and sisters, you know, out there. And I just, this is a show that it just hit me in the right places, and I didn't expect anything from it. It was, it's a very original. It's very, you know, just as American, crossing over to, you know, just to learn about football, and has never even taught the sport, but yet he got hired to play this, to hire to coach the sport. And just to know that, and just to know that it's just more than just a knockoff sports, you know, reality show or anything like that. Like this show really has really progressed in a huge front. And let's talk about season two, man. Season two, episode one. We're going to talk about Goodbye, Earl. Man, what a crazy, I loved how the way they formatted this episode, because it literally, we get him like a few months after, or it looks like maybe a year. I want to say at least like a few months after season one.
I think they mentioned it. It's like 6 months or so, something like that. It's been a little while since season one of Ted Lasso, for sure.
So we see Jason really come in here and just make this role such his unique style and just his own genre, man. This is just beautiful. I love seeing Ted so many times on camera. Like I was telling my wife, I was like, man, I want to be like Ted when I grow up, man, because this guy is just so genuine. He's patient. He's a people pleaser, man. Like he really is. And I love that about the certain characteristics of him, in him, you know, just watching him progress in this role as far as season one happened and everything. And now, so here's the thing. When they announced season two, before we get into it, when they announced season two, I was all like, it needs to make sense. I'm happy. I'm excited for it. But when they mentioned other seasons and all that, is this one and done season? Because Apple didn't say if it was going to be a one and done. They didn't really give us any, you know, hints or anything. I mean, they did leave it not really open season one, I would say, right? Season one wasn't really open.
They had a cliffhanger almost like they.
But it wasn't like these dramatic shows where like the murderer which that's what I loved about it, because it was just like if it was one season, you would have been happy for it, but you would have been sad that it's just one season.
I actually wouldn't have. I disagree. Oh. I needed to see season two just because of how in love I became with the show. Yeah. But you know, the difference is I did watch it. I watched season one this year, I believe.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it last year when it came out. I think I started watching in March or so. So by this time, Apple had confirmed a season two.
Okay.
Right? So there's the difference. I think you might have seen it earlier on when it first released. Mm-hmm. So yeah, at the time, there was little understanding.
In the beginning. I think you're right. Because towards the end, they did announce like late, towards the end of the season, or at least middle of the season. But in the beginning, though, I was just like, what the heck is this show? You see Jason's mustache in here. You just see him just like... It's just casual. I loved it. It felt genuine. It felt very heartful. And yeah, man, you know, going, so we see the opening shocker. So just like how Ted Lasso is, you know, it's just such a clean, I would say clean comedy, but there is some cuss words in here. Quite a bit, like wanka. Yeah. And just, I love British, dude. I love the way they're British, the way they use certain things. Wanka, let's take a shag. There's certain things that we don't use. Instead, we use the F word. So it's just like, it sounds better their way.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, like, in this particular show, right, as an American crosses over the big pond, per se, right? And he's adapting to the British culture, not only from a just a civilian standpoint, like, but also like a, like, you know, a professional football coach.
Yeah.
To an extent, we are Ted Lasso as the audience, embracing and adapting to the culture, the British culture that's portrayed in the show, at least, right? So it's funny how, like, even to him, like, some things are outsiders, and the show keeps playing that role. And you know, Ted Lasso uses American references, and, you know,
a lot of American references. Yeah, I mean, that's all he uses. Yeah,
His team and the people around him don't understand it the same way that they do, you know, British stuff and have, you know, cultural customs and stuff like that. And Ted Lasso's an outsider, but Ted Lasso never really becomes alienated by it. And I think as an audience, we don't either. Like, it's just fun, and it's you know, it's comedic, and it all flows very nicely into what the show is.
Hell yes, brother. Hell yeah. Preach that. You know, and we go into this first episode going, it carries that momentum, man. That same, it's weird, man. It's almost felt like this show has not ended. Like it feels like it, when a show becomes that good, Smallville becomes that good. For me, it's, you know, Smallville, OC, you know, One Tree Hill. I'm going a little dramatic there, but dramatic CW vibes. When a show does that good to where, like, it, like, you feel like, I mean, obviously back then it was very different, because now it's just, we have to wait, you know, a certain amount of time. We still wait, but not as long. It doesn't feel that long, but so you get into it, and just like you get back into this whole world of in England, and you're just stuck in it, and you're so happy to be there, man. It's great to it's great to see the different characters. It's great to see Juno Temple, which plays Jones, Keeley.
Well, and she's one of my favorite characters, by the way. Dude, I mean, there's a lot of,
I don't know if you know here. So side little note, she's actually in Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
She's, oh, you did. Okay,
Catwoman. Cool. Right. Bro, I know all this. Oh, no, just kidding. I'm a fan of Juno Temple, but I remember, like, I hadn't seen her work in a while, but the moment I saw her in the show, I was like, I was like, the last thing I remember seeing of her, I'm sure it's not the last thing she did, but I was like, she was in Dark Knight Rises, and she was Anne Hathaway's or Catwoman's friend.
Last time I saw her was Black Mass, which was Johnny Depp as the mob gangster. She was crazy.
She wasn't that.
Played the prostitute, or she played the dumb daughter.
That's right.
Yeah. Dude, spoiler alert, she died. She died. Spoiler alert. That's it. Yeah, rip.
You know, it's great. It's great seeing her in this character, because she, you know, even for those that saw, you know, last season, even to an extent, I thought her role was going to be very,
not as important. Yeah, dude, I got the same vibe. Season one, dude, I got the same vibe.
Well, and the show did it on purpose, right? They present her as, you know, the girlfriend of this football star. Yep. And she, it almost to an extent, the show presented her as someone that's being objectified, and she was being objectified by, you know, her boyfriend at the time. But Jamie. Mm-hmm. And the show did such a, and I know this is almost like a recap of season one, but the show did such a good job from the get-go making you fall in love with Ted, because he was the one who never really cared about that. And he actually was one of the first person amongst the team to humanize her by covering a nude photo of her in the locker room.
Yes.
Right. So, so it's just those little moments where you're buying into Ted. And then when you see Keeley's true self, right, near Ted, and how friendly she is, and how nice she is, like, it was a good evolution. And in this season, she plays a much bigger role, right? It's picking up to where she left off in the last season, but she plays a much bigger role. She's much less of an, I mean, the show very quickly stopped evolved her character into not being objectified and not being just a one-off character. She's a pivotal, she plays a pivotal role.
Yes, power, yeah.
Yes, and she commands herself in this role very well.
She forms her identity, I would say, you know, in that season one. But yeah, and seeing her again coming in this episode. So first off the bat, we're not going to mention any spoilers, guys. So we're not going to mention no spoilers. Maybe let's hit up episode one real quick. Let's knock it out. So opening shocker, laughter makes you enjoy it, but kind of not really, because we're not going to mention what happens, but it really is a Ted Lasso way, man.
it opens up a little bit, a little dark.
Real crazy. And okay, I hate to say it because I'm a pet owner, but it just in a sense though, like what's the guy's name? The kicker. Oh my god! Danny. There you go. He's from Mexico, and it's funny too because there's certain scenes after an incident happens, his reaction to that is just priceless, dude. It's just I'm laughing at it because it's just a certain situation that he's put him or that's happened upon him. And you guys will know what we're talking about during that episode one. And I just love how it just, his reaction to it. It was priceless, dude.
It was once again, like it opened dark, but then the show, you know, the show manages to use these moments, not solely as comedic moments, but they're growth opportunities for the characters. Yes. And I think that's what this show does really well, right? Like they didn't do something dark for the sake of it's gonna shock people at the beginning of the episode, and that's it. Like we won't address it, but the episode revolves around this, and it carries on some lessons as well as introducing a new character that seems to be a prevalent character throughout the season. I won't say exactly what happens, but once again, this all right from the bat is planting the seed through a comedic and rather dark moment. It's planting a seed for other characters to start growing, and it sets it quickly sets the tone, right? Like doesn't mean that this season's gonna be dark. It just it means like the lessons keep on coming when it comes to how Ted Lasso
and that's the thing, man. We're not just learning because it wasn't really a spoiler, because last season, you know, they were losing streak. I feel like, is this really a football club to a sense? More like a, you know, just a genuine life happens situation here. And that's the thing, man. Life happens to every single one of these characters. And I love how real it is. I love how genuine they all react to each other. It's weird, man. I mean, we see this in episode one, how everyone reacts to the situation. And then it's very weird because you really don't, you almost wish you worked in that environment, you know? Yeah. And because if that were to happen over here, yeah, you would not get that. you'll get crapped on, you know, and just for because and regardless of, and here's the thing, they encounter social media, you know, things that are happening too as well, and they touched up on that last season too, was that, you know, they're dealing with it as a football club, you know, as an England football club, they're really dealing with that situation over there too as well. I mean, just the reaction to the crowds, reaction to the fans and everything. And man, I gotta say, gosh, those fans are hilarious, man. I love the fans. Oh man, they're great. We see Roy Kent in here, and he's actually developed to a different light, into a different role here. And it's really a shocker to me how much I really loved his character, man. Like Roy reminds me a lot of myself. He does, man. He does, dude. Except obviously without the beard. You know, he reminds me a lot of you have the beard, so that I covered it.
Yeah.
So he reminds me, his personality reminds me a lot of myself. That's what my wife says and everything, just the way I react to certain situations and react to certain things. And that's why every time he says wanka or starts cussing up a storm, I just laugh, dude, because it's just, I love that guy, man. That guy's awesome. Watch on camera, he's like that, but watch, he probably is just like Ted Lasso himself. Watch as a regular human being. Yeah, he's probably off camera, he's probably just as genuine as Ted Lasso is. You know, the story really progresses here. We see carries that same chemistry in first episode one. Once again, we're not gonna mention spoilers, so it just really carries up that same chemistry that we've seen and we saw on last season, man. Dude, this is just a mind-blowing show. I did not see this coming, to where they could really capture the same heartfulness of just being in, you know, a part of the football club. Because again, you said it already. We're still seeing Ted Lasso's eyes, man. All the references, even when he mentions, pass, you know, everything. So whenever someone's asking him a question, he's all, well, he starts doing this story here, and I love how he really touches up on these life situations that we really don't forget. It's not that we forget. It's in the back of our minds, you know, the ones we've lost, the loved ones we've lost. And it touches up so much on that to where it captures Jason Sudeikis just does a phenomenal job as far as the emotional aspect and carrying that emotional aspect through his scenes, man. Because when he gets that camera close up on him, dude, I don't know what this guy does, man. I don't know if he just has like just... I don't know, man. He's on camera on steroids. He does so well on camera on those close-up scenes. And yeah, he's just phenomenal, man. What'd you think of Jason in this first episode?
I mean, he does such a really good job. He's a very lovable character. It seems genuine. There's a reason why he won a lot of awards last year, right? Yeah. The show took everyone by surprise, even people that are not into football. You don't have to be into football to like this show.
I didn't watch a trailer. I didn't watch nothing. So
I think I started watching because I saw that he got an award, but it's been a show that I had been wanting to tune in, but without seeing the trailer, I just thought it was going to be a generic sports, generic sports show. And the moment I saw that it's an American football coach that gets put onto a soccer, like it's just the pitch in itself. Like it's very interesting.
Yeah. And very different.
Yeah. And the lessons, like it just seems like
life lessons, man.
Ted Lasso, the character is so easy to love by us, the audience. Like imagine how much Jason Sudeikis like loves this character, for him to portray it, for him to be the one responsible to put these emotions through and to teach these lessons to people. That goes in part to the people developing the script as well, right? But it's just once again, if Jason Sudeikis did not love this character, it wouldn't transfer as well. So I really appreciate the team putting Ted Lasso together as a team.
Yes.
Ted Lasso has a Twitter account that you can follow. And so like, even when the season was not going on, he tweets things, and there sometimes it's things about like sporting events that are happening, but he also tweets like daily quotes, and it's just, you just hear it with That's his great. Voice and stuff like that. It's just, there needs to be more shows like this, right? Like in a world where, you know, and this is no diss, because I love every one of these shows, but in a world where we have shows about superheroes and, you know, it inspires you to be these larger than life characters, you still need these smaller human characters to still try to be like them or aspire to be like them. And Ted Lasso is one of those shows that does a really good job at doing that.
Yes, man, 100%. I totally agree with you there. Especially, I would even say in a world we're living in now where, you know, it's just, it deserves a lot of good in this world, whether it's, you know, just being a good character, being inspiring that, whether you go to, you know, whether you seek out religion, whether you want, you know, doesn't matter, just try to be positive. And really this show is all about positive energy. It's all about positive being, when you see evil, when you see bad deeds happening, you know, don't let it happen if it's coming right in front of your eyes. And we see that a lot in season one, and we're seeing it now in season two. Once again, we're seeing them really correspond with each other and just really be seeing Ted Lasso be the genuine human being. And not to say that he's perfect, because no, he's not perfect, but he's trying to be good. That's the point. You try to be good. And that takes a lot of courage, and it takes a lot of bravery there. I would say, you know, seeing these characters in a different situation has that same feeling, man. Because you just, again, once again, we already talked about it. You know, we see Roy, we see Jamie, different too. That was crazy. You know, seeing Jamie very different. In these few episodes that we saw. You know, and then also as well, just knowing that. I mean, so this season. Second season will be actually 12 episodes, so we'll be doing these episodes very daily, guys, so be sure to look us up for that as well. But you know, we're really focusing on this. They go by so quick, man. These episodes, man, they go by so freaking quick, man. I'm just like, what? It's over? What? I never recently here's the thing, and I know everyone says I'm very critique, and I am. I'm very critique. I really am, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. You know, I get a lot of grief on that. Everyone knows it. Other podcasters in San Antonio know that, and they're just like, oh, what the heck, right? You know, and it's not. It's just I look for more than just action sequences. You know, I look for, you know, everything that Jason Sudeikis is doing. That's what I look for. that's exactly what I look for, and it's the prime example of just how acting, you know, how A-list acting really is, and yeah, I'm gonna say that. But yeah, so let's go to any final thoughts on episode one.
No, I mean, like you said, Ted Lasso is not a perfect person. This show doesn't pretend that he's perfect. Jason Sudeikis, the way he performs him, doesn't pretend he's perfect. And this show, like, you know, last season we had very human challenges, right? Like,
yes,
Jason, he didn't have a perfect relationship, and you know, nope, there was a whole journey about him having to accept divorce, yeah, being the next step.
God, that was tough. That's tough.
Yeah, it was tough. And in that moment that Ted broke, like, that was amazing. That was amazing performance. Now this season, it carries on in terms of like the challenges that someone faces as a person. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a theme going around throughout the first few episodes where, you know, Ted Lasso experiences jealousy to an extent, and mm-hmm. it's about him accepting that and accepting help from outside resources where he's usually used to being the one person, the one, yeah, you know,
everyone talks to
be there for people. Yeah. So I like where the show's going with that. It sets up that from the very first episode. I like, once again, the shock and awe that mm-hmm. this first episode brought is not purposeless. It's trying to set up some growth and
yeah,
you know, have people expecting for, hey, you know, we're still here.
And it's cool to see Higgins. It's cool to see Coach Beard as well. It's cool to see all those characters again to come back. Rebecca, I mean, dude, it just, I loved seeing them on camera once again, all together, loving, you know, laughing, giggling, laughing, you know, seeing Rebecca really waiting for the biscuits in the morning.
Rebecca, you know, I mean, this happened the last
character
season,
yeah, but the character development of seeing them, how she got used, now she's used to it, every like she expects it now, it's funny.
I know this is what, well, I was just gonna say, there's a new character,
yes,
who Ted takes a similar approach, and yeah, you know, there's even a small conversation of Ted telling Rebecca, yeah, like, she didn't accept this and this and that, and yep, like, oh, what a monster.
Yeah, so in this episode one, it's very different, I guess. You know, it ends on a very high note, it really does on this episode, but we'll talk about that on well, you know what, let's go ahead and talk about it. So it does end on a high note once again. We're gonna spoiler, so it does end up, but I don't know if it's really a major spoiler, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it ends up, the team actually, because of the situation that happened in the beginning of this episode, it really struck the team very hard and very, as far as chemistry, because it's funny, because all the stuff they mentioned, dude, all the stuff that Ted Lasso's mentioning along with Coach Beard, it's true, man. Like you have to have the whole team in one page and really making sure everyone's on the same level of commitment, same level of intensity, same level of just, you know, chemistry, laughing, giggling, you know, just everyone needs to be on that same level, and it has to really trust each other, because when it comes down to it, all those feelings, emotions land him into trusting each other's teammates. And that's the beauty of this sport. And that's the beauty of any sport when you have to rely on teammates. So furthermore into that, you know, they do actually hire a therapist, which is very different, I would say, very different. I did not expect that whatsoever. And I didn't even know that was a thing. Higgins mentioned it, and I was all like, what the heck? May I go on and say, too, that Nathan, he's very different from season one, man. Oh, yeah. My God, he's very different. And I don't know if it's in a good way or a bad way at this point. We're not going to mention again that when that wasn't really – I wouldn't say that's the major spoiler, but, you know, of that episode. But obviously letting you know where everyone's at, that's really a spoiler. But yeah. All right, any final thoughts on episode one, Lex?
No. Okay. Once again, a very enjoyable episode.
Very enjoyable.
Super excited. I'm super
opening
excited
shocker. Yeah. Opening shocker. If you were to rate this episode, what would you rate it? 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest.
I think this was a 9 for me.
Dude, brother. We never been on the same score ever. And yeah. We never have. I'll be honest with you because we're totally different. I'm very picky. My wife likes to say that. I'm going to do a 9, brother. I'm going to do a 9. Yeah. Man. See, man, this is a show where we could really stay on the same page. I never thought that would happen because you give high ratings, dude. You give high ratings, man.
But, yeah, no, it was a 9 for me.
All right, let's get started to episode 2, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 2, where you're going to be talking about Lavender, guys. Let's get right to it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's talk about this episode, man. You know, different. We see a different turnabout on progress from season 1. We see more people stuck in these situations here. Again, we're not going to mention spoilers, so you don't have to worry about that. We're not going to mention any major spoilers. And to see, you know, we see even Higgins. We see Rebecca. We see these different people coming together once again, just like on episode 1, and to see really, we see Jamie in here, and
yeah,
Jamie is a character. He pretty much, I would say this is Jamie's episode.
You think so? Wait, was this the one? I think
some what's happened episode.
because he plays a big role in the next two. But yeah, no, I would say, yeah, like it focused on where he's at.
Most. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So we see really, I would say, okay. I would say this is Roy and Jamie's episode. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I would say that. And it's awesome because, like, once again, dude, I love Roy, man. I love seeing that wanker on camera. I love seeing, hey man, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, bro, but I'll call you a wanker because he's just, you're great, man. I love you, man. It's just, you're such a great character. I fell in love with you right away. And just to see him really, when he came on camera, there's this one scene, everyone know what I'm talking about, where close-up scene. And I don't know why, I just love their close-up scenes. They're just so, I don't know, just done very, it's just not the close-up scene, it's just how the actor comes in straight away with that, with his, like, snap, he's in character, you know, and I feel like that's the way it runs on set. But knowing going into it, I was just like, oh, dude, like, you kind of really figure where he's at, like, when he comes on camera, it's like, he starts, you know, yelling up a storm, and it's just, I would say his situation is a little bit predictable because I called it, but I love that because it was just like, dude, like, it's love seeing him once again on camera. I'm going to say it over and over again. I just, yeah, man, it's love to see Roy back in there and to see him do something very different as well. We see him really progress as far as not talking about his emotions to talking about his feelings, dude. Like, this guy has changed so much, man. Like, he would not talk about his emotions whatsoever. I would even say Keely even helped him out on this too, as well, because we see them, their relationship together in season 1, and we see him again in this relationship in season 2, and we see her really being just, she went from, like you already said, like an objectifying woman to you know, because Jamie did that to her, and to being her own independent woman. And I love that. I love her character in here, man. My wife loves her character in here. I would say season 1, even we're mentioning, I know I keep going back, but season 1, I guess the only character I really hated was Jamie because the way he was treating everybody. But we see that really come down to it because he's stuck in a situation where he put himself there. He really did. He put himself there by being a selfish prick. And I'm going to take the words out of Roy's mouth, prick, you know, and I won't say the other words, but yeah. What'd you think of episode 2, Lex Lavender, man, right off the bat?
Yeah, no, it was a really good episode. I myself, you know, all the characters you care about them to an extent, like every single one of them, right?
Yeah.
And that includes Jamie, who, for a good part of season 1, I just hated him. And that's just, I mean, you're meant to. He's written in a way where you're meant to hate him. He's the bad guy. He's the people that, you know, people have been exposed to at work or in their life in school. Like, you see people like Jamie all the time. And it's meant to be an antagonist. However, at the same time, you know, the show, just like it treats everyone else, like it gives everyone a chance to not only redeem yourself but to grow and have this team mindset. So yeah, like it was interesting just for the show to return to him and his story, where in season one, we saw moments. We saw moments of redemption for Jamie. And it's just ultimately it didn't go anywhere, but it was lingering in there. And I think the show, the show understands that a conversion or a full story arc, you know, it doesn't happen from night and day. And so they're taking their time with it. They're allowing for the audience as well to become adjusted to, okay, well, let's see where this story goes with this character that for the most part, everyone hates. It was nice.
And you got that right.
Even Roy, like you said, that he has a huge following. Yes. Audiences love him. But there's still flaws to Roy himself. But to see someone that is used to being isolated and doesn't share emotions, to see that.
We see his jealousy still there, though. Roy's still jealous on certain things. We see that in this episode, too.
I mean, he has pride. He's affected by a lot of the emotions that people do on a daily basis. It's just about how he overcomes it. And And the thing is, like, just like Jamie, he's not night and day. He's growing and he's opening up about certain things, greatly part because of Keely and his relationship with her. But I think it's good, once again, the show's taking its time with how it's evolving these characters, and they never go from one extreme to the other. Yes. Because that wouldn't happen in real life.
No, true. Exactly, man. And you know, just to see, once again, I mean, I said it so many times, you know, his initial reactions to anything, I mean, anything that Roy reacts to, I fell in love with. Like, oh, it's again just him knocking, even in this episode two, Lavender, we see Roy still calling him a prick or a wanker. And just, I mean, it's, yeah, he's just, you see that a lot whenever he sees Jamie or anything like that, because even though, I mean, he didn't really take his girl, but, like, you know, she broke up with him, or, you know, we know the situation happened in season one, but to really know that, you know, that Roy respected Keely, you know, he's always, you know, he's really respected her, in season one, and that's really what Keely fell in love with. We saw that a lot in Roy, and something I didn't even think, you know, to be honest, I did not think Roy was gonna be this important character, this good of a character in season one, because halfway through the season, I would say midway, I was all like, what the heck? Like, I thought he would have been gone. Jimmy would have found a way to kick him out or something, or just, I thought he was gonna plant steroids, or this whole like thing was gonna, you know, to where he gets disqualified or something. You know, just a lot of these things to where I thought they were gonna happen. Didn't, and I freaking love that. I love that they did. I was totally wrong, and when I, you know, on certain situations like that, just I love that, because the show's not predictable. You know, we really don't know how this show's gonna end. Season two, we don't know how much of a cliffhanger they're gonna leave us, or even if they're even gonna leave us in a cliffhanger. But we'll find out probably mid-season there should be a season three for this. Again, we haven't watched all the episodes, but I'm hoping there's going to be a season three in here, and yeah, man, I mean, just watching the coaches just chill out and relax was freaking hilarious in this episode too as well. And
I think also it's still like the episodes, the theme of this second episode is about change.
Yes.
On almost every single character, right? Like,
things are changing for sure.
Even the title of this episode is because of something very small, but it has to do with change around the locker room and how certain characters react to it and stuff. So it's little things like that, right? Like, there's certain themes. Ted Lasso is getting adjusted with the change of there being a psychologist, right? Playing a role as of a moral support for the athletes. And you know, without too many spoilers, like, just once again, every single one of these characters is dealing with some sort of change. Rebecca's going through, you know, where she left off last season is about falling, more in love with herself and gained respect for herself as to what she wants to do next. And this episode continues to work on that. And like you said, it's mainly more about Roy and Jamie and stuff like that. But overall, every single one of these characters is going through change.
Yes. And we see that a lot, because it comes to realism, to where, is this going to be a football club, or is this going to be a football club, or is this going to be not necessarily a charity event, but is this going to be a feeling seminar almost. They don't use those context words, but it's almost to where like because it kind of drifts away. And it's weird because once again, when the camera goes on the coaches, I don't want to say they're not coaching, but they're just having fun. Like it's, I don't know. Shouldn't they be working on plays? Shouldn't Ted Lasso be working on his football? Shouldn't be studying these drills or something? Or
yeah,
maybe Coach Beard has it on point. I could be totally wrong, you know, on certain situations here. And then also I would say this, you know, with what happened with last year and everything, you know, everything being just certain situations being political, I feel like all the shows are coming out this year and next year are going to touch very political because it's what we were going through at that time, you know, with COVID, you know, the pandemic and other situations. We won't go into depth on that, but I feel like they're really going to touch up on the political side. And they kind of do on the next episode, but we're not going to mention that. But yeah, just to leave you a little teaser there, episode 3 gets a little political here. And I love that though. It's going to be good. It's going to be a good ride, man.
Fair, yeah. Buddy. And I mean, something to note is that, you know, typically talking about a story, movie, show, or TV series and stuff like that, getting political, like sometimes there's taboo behind that, right? Like people, there may be negative connotation with just even addressing that something gets political. But yeah. I mean, at the same time, like it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's how you handle it.
Yeah.
And I mean,
I love political things because you know why? It gets the conversation started and it gets your point of opinion across because that's I agree with you there. You know, you said it already. It's just how you approach it, you know, and how you talk, how the tone and everything, because you can't be close-minded on things because what it is, it's a discussion to where both of you might be right in the long run. What are you going to say in that run of words, what are you going to say to where in the end you're like, oh crap, we agree on the same thing, but we just see it on, we agree on two different situations and they're both the same, that we both have the same answer, but we just see it in different, you know, different point of views. And that's the thing about politics, you know, it just, but we won't get too much into that, but I totally agree with you there, man.
Yeah. And I only said that to ensure that the audience doesn't, it's not what you think it is.
Yeah.
And it's not in the negative connotation. It's just, no. You know, it addresses themes of the world, right? Yes. But it does it in such a way where
athletes deal with.
Yeah. It's something that athletes deal with. And it's also relevant to not only the world we're in, but it's relevant to the show and to where these characters are and where they're from.
Wants
to take them. Yeah.
And where they're from, man. Because you got to remember, pretty much the majority of these athletes are not even from England, you know, they're not from the United Kingdom. They're not at all. Yeah.
It's a local club. So soccer or football.
Yeah. Small time football.
Yeah. They tend to be extremely diverse, right?
Yes, exactly. People
from all walks of life and stuff like that. So
dude, they got a guy from America. Come on. I was like, that's pretty diverse.
Well, from another country. Yeah. Well, also the reasons why they did it was just to completely crash down that was
season one. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about Rebecca like that. She's great now. Okay.
No, she is. I'm just saying, like,
no, just kidding. Yeah, no, I get you though. Yeah. She was trying to sabotage the team. We won't forget this, Rebecca. We won't forget this.
It was the best decision.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And she thought it was going to be the worst decision. She wanted it to be the worst decision of her life. So that way she could crash and burn. But again, though, she was going through a divorce. Though it's very delicate. It's very emotional. I mean, dude, like, I mean, women hold so much emotions in and out. It's, you know, and the fragile, you know, and that's the thing about that is just, her ex-husband, even season one, we saw that Rupert, you know, which was Giles from Buffy, which I thought was freaking hilarious. Oh my god, Giles from Buffy, man. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But just to see that, you know, I was rooting for her the whole time, dude. Whenever Rupert first came in the camera on season one, I was rooting for her. I wanted her to win I was happy she won the club. I was happy of her where her situation was. And knowing her and we can even talk about her on this second episode, even her situation now is just, it's very open-minded. She's become more open-minded to certain things and she really supports her players, man, because before she was just like, hurry, you know, she didn't really care. She just wanted them to be the worst team ever in a season one. And to know that we got so much character development, that's the thing about these TV shows, is that we get so much character great development in these TV shows, and they really progress from season one, season two. And I'm just excited for what's to come for the rest of this season, man. I'm real excited. Any final thoughts, Lex, on episode two, Lavender?
No, just another great episode.
Yeah.
To add to the Ted Lasso journey, and
it's a
great one, man. I'm sure we'll give the ratings here shortly, but it's just as good. It's just as good as any. Yeah. Like, this is one of the most consistent shows that I've ever seen. Yes. Where it keeps getting better. You keep learning. It's just very little shows make the audience grow with the characters.
Yes, and, man, you know, dude. Yes, it makes you want to. It makes you want to just be a better person. Really, when we see Ted. Absolutely. It really does. Let's go to ratings, Lex. What's your rating of this episode two, man?
This one, I want to keep it at a 9 as well.
Okay.
This one in particular, yeah.
I'm going to do 9.2.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to do 9.2. You know what? That's screw. I'm going to do 9.4. Because my boy Roy, man. My boy Roy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's your favorite character.
Yeah, he's one. Yeah. I don't know, dude. And we'll talk about that at the end of this season, too. We're going to mention guys as well. Or put on the comments down below, who's your favorite character? What did you love about this season? What did you love about this episode? Let us know in the comments down below, man, because we want to hear your thoughts and your comments. We want to go back and forth, be like, no, this is our favorite character. This is our favorite character. And have a great, fun debate of just comparing each other to what we love about these characters. But yeah, I'm so excited. Are you excited to see the rest of these episodes?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Awesome. I can't wait. I'm super, super stoked. And, I just, like, at this point, like, I'm already looking forward to season three, season four. Yes. Like, it's just like that.
Yeah. If it's not been confirmed yet, but yes.
It will. Man. I mean, it got so many awards.
We'll find out. I'm sure it will, but it's not confirmed yet. I hope so. I hope it never ends. Yeah. But all right. All right, guys. If you have not already, hit that subscribe button. Give us a thumbs up. Be like a review, everybody. As always, I am your host, Ryan D. You can call Ryan 680.
And this was Lex. Thank you very much, guys.
Peace, baby. Catch y'all later, guys. Stay classy, San Antonio. Thanks for talking TV shows with us. Latest. Hello, everyone. Thanks again for listening to our podcast. We truly appreciate the support. Be sure to also check us out on YouTube, guys, where we do strictly movie reviews. Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all of your movie news, reviews, and our special giveaways and contests, guys. You know what to do, and you have yourself a wonderful day. And stay classy, San Antonio. This role such his unique